Blog Talk Radio.
Seek the Lord, and you will find him. This is Seek, Christian Internet Radio Outreach, WSCIRO, Boston, Massachusetts.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Divine intervention, we need divine intervention. What was in your heart as you created this world? What were you thinking when you said, let there be light. What was in your heart when you formed man? Before back there, oh God.
I am great and greatly to be praised. I am Yah and Yahweh. I am the creator of all true worship. I am wisdom. I am omniscient. I am the Lord who stretches out the heavens. I am God who speaks. I am Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I am God who declares new things before they spring forth. I am the answer of your tongue. I am prophecy fulfilled, never early, never late. I am God who gives you dreams. I am above all who are thought to be God.
You are amazing, God. Yes, you are. Jesus, we just thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We just thank you. And I'm Dr. Shirley here of WSTIRO, Seek the Kingdom Internet Christian Radio of Greater Boston. And this is Faith Talk Live Prayer. I just want to say a big God bless you and hello to all my friends and family on Facebook, YouTube, the Vimeo community, and any other way that this broadcast goes out in the social media network, and just thank God for what he's doing. With that, we have an awesome broadcast. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to bring on my friend Breach Carroll. She's originally from Northern Ireland, Ireland, and she resides with a family in New Jersey and has been called to the Boston area. We go back way, 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 way back. And we are going to talk about the awe of God and the coming revival. Could it be that the Lord is about ready to pour out his spirit in astronomical proportions on the Roman Catholic Church throughout the earth? And when this happens, what will this mean for the rest of the body of Christ? Well, tune in and find out what the Holy Spirit is saying. Okay, and the scriptures that we are going to go over and ponder and meditate on is Ezekiel 16, and Breach will, talk about that as it relates to a vision that the Lord had given her, okay? And also, we're going to look at Amos 3:7 and Psalm 113, and I think I'll start off with Psalm 113, but prior to that, I want to share a dream. About what the Lord has shown me on Sunday, the Lord's Day, this past Sunday. And for all of you out there who just tuned in, you're thinking, why does Dr. Shirley always, share with us dreams? Isn't that kind of like borderline New Age? No, this is biblical, okay? The Holy Spirit, the Ruach Kodesh that hovered over the waters, in the beginning of creation, the Spirit of the living God, all right, the Holy Spirit of God, which is given to us by Jesus, because Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, and he sends the Holy Spirit to bring us in all into truth. He's our comforter, he's our teacher, he's our consoler, he's our reconciler, he's the Spirit of the living God, working and on the earth with his people and transforming hearts. And this is, we're going to go to Joel 2, okay? This is the day of the Lord, all right? Good stuff, awesome stuff. All right. Let's see. I'm going to go back up here to 2. Let's go up here to 2. Joel 2:23. Be glad, O people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains and righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be put to shame, the day of the Lord. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit. This is where you need to pay attention. This is where you need to focus on. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. even on my servants, both men and women. I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and the billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. But all these other wonderful things will happen. And this is before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, and I'm going to add great deliverance, as the Lord has said among the survivors whom the Lord calls. So we are living in perilous times, and we are living in exciting times because the glory of the Lord is going to fill the earth. And if you find that you're like 20-something or maybe even younger, your sons and daughters are going to like have visions, okay? And you need to understand, you know, the symbolic meaning of that. But, you know, for 50 and over, or maybe 40s, we begin to have dreams, greater dreams, you know, and we begin to remember what they are. And the Lord imparts to us understanding, to understand how we communicate to his people from heaven. And so what I'm about ready to share, all right, it's kind of going to blow your mind because it's going to present another side of the Lord, you know. You know, we have so many interpretations and our own limited view of the Lord, you know, the church on the earth, which is, you know, people that are in the process of transformation but not totally there yet. You know, when it gets filtered into our minds about the concept of the Lord, we do the Lord a big disservice, you know, unless we're walking in a personal walk with him by receiving Jesus as the Lord and Savior in our heart and receiving the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit bringing us into truth and us being open to, you know, the revelations of the Lord coming from heaven, you know. And everything has been revealed according to the church's teaching. And the thing is, but because we are in time, there's certain revelations that are designated for certain time periods that have already been released at the beginning of time for such a time as this. So anyways, you know, I was just minding my own business and going to sleep as usual. And this is how this is how the Lord moves with many people. He just takes us by surprise. He loves to surprise us. And so what happened was I was like, wake, you know, I had this dream that I was on a planet. You know, I fell asleep and then I woke up and I'm on this planet. And it could have been translation. And it's like, it was a red planet. I'm like, how did I ever get up here in space? You know, what is this all about? And it was the heavens. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing these stars and I'm just looking out. And, you know, it was a little cold. And I was actually translated up into this spacecraft, and then I'm landed, and it sounds like a UFO thing, but believe it or not, what you're about ready to say, you're going to be like, wow. Now, many of you have come onto Facebook, because we have a picture that my husband took of my son, Josh, who's, right now, you know, he's being challenged with the symptoms of autism, the Lord saying he's going to come out of it all in the right time for his glory. And when Jeff took a picture of Josh, the hand of the Lord with the sleeve came out over him, and you can see it very clearly and plainly. You know, I'll post it here in this particular segment on Blog Talk Radio. And you just couldn't, like, dismiss it. You know, was it a defect or whatever? So the same hand that was over Joshua created the universe. The Lord created the universe and set the stars in motion with his right hand. He holds all things in his hand. His right hand is so all-powerful, all right? So, you know, when I was placed on this planet, it was like a red planet, and it's a little cool. I was just, for some reason, it was like the Lord, that's where the Lord wanted me to sit. And, you know, he focused my attention to what was going on around me. And it was like, it looked like to me it was darkness, but then there was planets that came around me. I'm like, I'm not even on Earth. And what happened was I saw this arm in this, you know, with this big hand in sleeve come out of the clear blue. And it was doing different things. it, you know, it looked like it was taking like something that looked like Play-Doh, a substance, and it was playing, this hand was playing, this big hand was playing with it, and then throwing it out into like the sky, in space, and it was just set in motion, and I just got a sense that this hand that was moving was just enjoying what it was doing, like it was enjoying creation. And then I realized this was the Lord, you know, when I woke up, you know, and at the time I was like, what is this? What's going on? You know, I'm always saying that when the Lord shows me, then after hindsight tells me that was the Lord. But in the dream, I'm going back and forth now, and in the dream, in the dream vision, I was actually so impressed that, you know, what the hand, big hand is doing. I was clapping. I'm like, wow, this is really like, this is something. I'm like, this arm is just moving to and fro and just doing different things and, you know, and creating different shapes. And I just want to bring everybody to the place where, you know, if you ever go to NASA.com, you look at the photos, you know, of space and what the Hubble telescope has picked up. Picked up some awesome things that look so heavenly. I mean, there was one thing, a nebula that looked like the head of Jesus and the crown of jewels and everything. And I really believe that was the Lord just, you know, showing off his creation, just what he does, and he wants us to know that he is real and he is living and he moves to create. He loves to create. He loves to create planets. He sets them in motion and you know, we are earth. We are made of clay, and he forms us by the palm of his hand. He just wanted to show me the reality of this, and it's so contrary against a lot of the prophecies out there that talk about destruction, how the Lord wills destruction. He does not will destruction. It is evil that wills destruction, and he wills restoration. He wills, creating. He creates things. The enemy corrupts, and he creates. And he just wants us as his people to understand that reality. You know, he's a God of wonder, you know. And I was just clapping for the Lord, and it was just so amazing. And I just understood in a greater way regarding created miracles, that when people, they need an organ, that he's going to create it because he wants to. You know, he wants to do this for his people. He loves his people. And he's all about the work of transformation. He's just so awesome. So right now, I'm just going to without further ado, I'm going to go now to my sister, Breed, and she has a lovely accent. It's going to bless you so much. Okay. She's going to bless you so much. Hold on. Here we go. Hi, Breed.
Good morning, Shirley. God bless you.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning and the rest of the day to yourself, Shirley.
Amen.
This is a very special day for me, Shirley. 44 years ago, I was born.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right, Shirley.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, Lord,
yes,
called Breed, that you, when you made Breed, you broke the mold. You broke the mold.
Isn't
when you
that
made
the truth, Shirley?
Breed like your Breed, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Breed, do you remember the time that when we went to Virginia, you know, Ashland, Virginia, to the Calvary Pentecostal campground when Sister Ruth Heflin was alive, and she's still alive in the other side of glory, we were on our way down there because we were like, remember we were like that movie Thelma and Louise? I was Thelma and you were Louise. And we just got it. We're like, the Lord wants us to go down to Virginia. And we didn't even listen to the weather forecast that there was a hurricane coming up the coast. We hit New Jersey and we're like, oh, Lord, you didn't call us out here to kill us. and then when we get there, we're saying, oh, we're fine. And then I guess it was a target in the Virginia and Carolina areas. And so Sister Ruth said, no need to fear. Let's dance off the storm. It's so funny. I remember, Reed, you just were this, as you were driving, you were just being transformed.
Yes, surely, yes.
from glory to glory. You were like, well, you weren't the same. We weren't the same. And, you know, expound enough. Tell the world, you know, what the Lord has done for you and the word that he's given to you for the church. And I'm just going to just give it to you, okay? Amen.
Amen, Shirley. I do remember that. I do remember that wonderful time of transformation. And even though, Shirley, we were leaving Boston and going southward, I believe, Shirley, that we were ascending the Mount of the Lord.
Yes.
And we were, for me personally, I was meeting the Lord at that wonderful place, that little touch of heaven, Shirley. And it totally changed. That really changed my heart, my life, and the Lord used that touch of heaven there in Virginia to open my eyes and my heart to the gifts of the Spirit. That's where I experienced the flow of the Holy Spirit. There was such an open heaven there, and we walked into that, and we were never the same.
That's true.
When we come into God's presence, Shirley, we'll never be the same. Never. And I remember going down there and being, do you know, I'm a Catholic, Shirley, and never exposed to this this openness to the Holy Spirit before. And for me, Sister Ruth Heflin, who's with the Lord now, as you have said, it was just incredible. Like, she just brought you. She just set the stage for the Lord to come and have his way in the people gathered there. And I would just like to share with you this morning about what that is. I was reading this morning before I came on with you, Acts 4, about the crippled man and about how the Sadducees, this crippled man, Peter and John, healed. And they wanted to keep them quiet because they were afraid. They were afraid of the followings, that there was going to be a little trouble. And the part that struck me, Shirley, is this. They knew that these were not learned men, but they were with the Lord Jesus. And when you come into the Lord's presence, just as you are, he does a new thing. He does the rest. All he wants, Shirley, is for us to come as we are. And that 15 years ago or so, when we our first experience down in Virginia, that was really...
Was that 15 years ago?
It was. It was roughly about 15 years ago, Shirley. It was roughly about 15 years ago. And when you come into God's presence just as you are, God, you will never be the same. And today, I would like to take that opportunity that the Lord has given to us to share what the Lord is doing and the invitation that he is giving us. Because surely, you can never get enough of the Lord. He has got so much more. And sometimes, I'll speak for myself, I feel, well, I've already done that, seen that, bought the T-shirt, but there's so much more. And I bought the bumper sticker as well, Shirley. But the Lord has so much more for his people. Mm-hmm. And in these days, Shirley, that you turn on the TV or the radio and there's so much destruction, as you were saying earlier, that the evil one destructs, Lord creates. Mm-hmm. And he's calling his people, the church, back in to him, our first love. We've kind of got away, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to take a moment right now that to say, wherever we are this moment, on the 1st of March, 2011, we'll never be the same again.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord. And those who call upon the Lord shall be saved, like it says in Acts 4.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We are in amazing times, and especially this time between 3 to 6, the last watch in the night. And when I was having a conversation with Breach last night, before we, you know, as we were talking about the show, the Lord reminded her, and I remember this, this is a sacred moment from 3 to 6. This is when the Lord walks to and fro throughout the earth. This is when he visits the people, you know. This is when he does his job when everybody's sleeping. He just walks through, you know, he just comes from heaven and makes a visitation to the earth. So we just thank you, Lord. Bless your people as they are sleeping. Bless them with greater dreams and visions. We thank you, Jesus, of your wondrous majesty for their life. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Aren't you glad, Shirley, that in Psalm 121 it says, the Lord our God does not sleep or slumber, surely.
Yeah.
And he's our protector. And I was listening to you at the beginning of the show when you were talking about galaxies and about the Lord and how all creation. And I was just thinking of Psalm 121, surely, where it says, arise your eyes to the heavens from whence your help shall come. For the Lord your God, the Lord our God, surely, is he's our helper, and he comes, and he doesn't sleep, and he doesn't slumber. Although mm-hmm. sometimes, Shirley, you know, when you're in the depths of it, you yeah. think, God, are you there? Are you sleeping? Have you left mm-hmm. me? Mm-hmm. And that's why, sometimes, Shirley, I can't sleep at night, and I get up around, funny enough, around this time, especially in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's then when I heard a brother, I believe in the Lord, giving a teaching one time about the watches of the, you know, the night watches, and I understood yes. a little bit better what the Lord was doing with me. You know, it was an honor that he would waken me up at this time of the morning to spend time with him, and he would rend the heavens and come down, you know, surely. So
yes.
I just feel right now a strong sense of the Lord coming and walking amidst the hearts of his people. Whether they're sleeping or whatever his people are doing, like like an earthly father, sometimes my husband would waken up during the night and he would go and kick in the kids, you know. He would go and look in and make sure they're okay, even though they're sleeping, you know. And how much more our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Daddy, our Daddy, our Papa, is always watching us, always has his eyes on us. And not only his eyes, but his hand upon us, his hand leading and guiding and providing for his will to be done in our lives. Amen, Shirley?
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Shirley.
I'm going to read Psalm 113. Breach was had. I know that Breacher gave me that song for myself, but as I was reading it, I think this is also for people here that are listening.
Oh yes, Shirley. Oh yes. Okay, Shirley.
Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forever, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is settling something right now in the Holy Ghost. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised. That's an absolute. That's a truth. That's something that is always going to be. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth, and we are the earth, we are made of dust.
That's right.
He raises the poor from the dust. Whoa. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts up the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with princes, with the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shirabasi karabasuntu. Iriabakarabasantaradena. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm seeing in the spirit right now, Shirley, I would like to share with you and those that are listening or I see the Lord walking on the earth, and it looks like a dump. It looks like a dump, Shirley. And the Lord is looking for someone in particular. And he's looking. He's looking for someone special, Shirley, who knows him by name and who has called out to him. It's a girl. And I would just like to speak to you now, sister. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord knows where you are, and He is coming for you even now to lift you up from the dump, the heap. And what He's saying to you right now is, put your hand into my victorious right hand, and I shall pull you out, and I shall lead, I shall guide, and I shall provide for you. For I have heard the cry. I have heard the cry. And not only have I heard your cry, I am answering and responding to that cry. I shall give you that no one else can give you. For I am Jesus. I am your Lord, your Savior, your all. It is I who have chosen you, my daughter. You have not chosen me. Remember this. I shall not leave you nor forsake you. Ora sikere mozhura papa. Era bahanene akara bashende de dia. Sikara basandra. Sandra. Sandra. Iakara busuntura papa paradini. Sandra. Thank you.
The Lord's saying her name is Sandra. Somebody by the name of Sandra. Yeah.
Sikoro papa. That's correct. That's correct. Shikara bakandoro pusotapa. Ila karamanana. I see an army. I see an army. I see an army arising. I see an army arising. Ira pasikana mana. From the dry bones, from the dump. I see the breath of the Holy Spirit overshadowing you even now. Call upon Jesus. By no other name shall we be saved. The name of Jesus. He's wonderful counselor. Oh yes, He is your Prince of Peace. He is yours and you are His. Call upon Him even now. Call upon Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, sweet Spirit. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for your sweet breath, your love. Thank you.
And I just see that the Lord is saying not that name that came in the Holy Ghost is not just Sandra. He says He calls you by your name, Cassandra. And Sandra is just shortened. So then the person who goes by the name of Sandra to many people and was called Cassandra at birth, the Lord is speaking to you. And I saw a dress from heaven come upon you. It's like a royal, meant for like a queen, and the Lord is saying He's raising you up out of the ash heap. To the prominence of Queen Esther.
Yes, Lord.
So thank you, Lord, that he's going to bestow his favor upon you like he has done.
Yes.
Like he's done with Esther.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord. Ora, sisi, arakusheme. Useba alushuntu. I see the Lord putting gold slippers on your feet, my sister. And you're going to walk in the presence of Almighty God. And you're going to be his ambassador. And you and he are going to walk amidst the hearts of his people. You're going to walk with him. Amidst the hearts of his people.
And I see this one that Reach is receiving this beautiful word for, that the Holy Spirit just wants to, you know, dwell in in power and glory. I see a staff being placed in her right hand, and she, even though she's dressed like an Esther, and she has the prominence of Esther, I see Cassandra, this person named Cassandra, with sheep following her, and
yes.
She's like leading them out of something.
Yes.
Something bad.
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
A combination of women and children leading
yes.
them, bringing them out of something bad into something awesome, something wonderful, something glorious.
Yes.
In the Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Cassandra. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We, your servants, bless you, Lord, today. For this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in you.
In you, yes. We thank you, Lord, for your kingdom coming. We thank you for your will to be done in our lives, in the lives and hearts of your people. You know, Reach, as we're, the Lord imparted that wondrous vision from heaven, regarding this particular person, because she's going to have ramifications. What she does in her life as she's obedient to the Lord
yes.
and allows the Lord to raise her up.
Yes.
It's going to kick off like it's like a domino effect. It's big. It's a huge thing. So I just thank you, Lord. I think it's just more than one, but she's going to raise up other Esthers under
yes,
her.
Yes, yes,
lady
yes.
Lady for the big ministry. And the Lord was saying, so as you see in this individual, he's doing that in the church.
Oh,
and,
yes, Lord.
Yeah. And this, and I'm talking the Catholic, the Holy Roman Catholic Church, that part that has been established by the apostles.
Yes.
And, you know, and the saints, the martyrs and the saints that have gone before us. Now, even though my orientation, my ministerial orientation is evangelical, it's charismatic, it's beyond the church because I was commissioned in the church to go outside of the four walls because of my vision was so great. And this one particular man, Father Joe McDermott, a healing Catholic priest, had sat down with me and said, "Shirley, I know that the Lord is definitely in your life and doing wonderful things, but if you stay in the church, it's, you know, with this anointing, if you stay in the church, the church is going to kill it. So, you know, I'm giving you this ministry, and you're going to go out, and you're going to go, you know, into the airways and, you know, the media, and everything. And I'm not exalting myself, but it's humbling because I always wanted to be a voice in the church. But the Lord said, no, it's a greater voice for the body. You're going to represent the kingdom. You're going to represent me. So, but the Lord is also raising up others, other prophetic witnesses with a similar vision, but some are called to, you know, to speak life into, you know, a place of darkness in the church. And, you know, it's not just the Catholic Church that darkness has tried to thwart it. It's all over. It's the other denominations as well, or the non-denominational churches, the house churches, anywhere where there's a seed of faith that's been planted, where the kingdom is about ready to sprout. So when you see the kingdom sprout, you also know that, you know, the enemy is trying to take that authority away from God's people that Jesus has won at Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
So we go to the church now. The church has been the seat of much controversy, even from its beginning, and lots of, you know, faith groups, denominations have sprung from that, from 2,000 years ago. And now we come to now, the other side. But when Jesus is about ready to return again to his bride, some people limit themselves and say that, you know, the bride is the Catholic Church. No, the bride is the body of Christ. You'd be surprised who's in the body of Christ. But for such a time as this, after the priest scandal, the Lord is cleaning up that part of the bride, and he's about ready to do something glorious because it's already being revealed. It's also being revealed by, who is that, General of Intercession, Cindy Jacobs, had put something on her website a couple of years ago about the new Catholics emerging. She didn't even understand about the new springtime that Pope John Paul II had prophesied and talked about, that the Lord had chosen him, you know. And the Lord is about ready to pour out his power and glory in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist of the Church.
Mm-hmm.
And those who come alongside, you know, not necessarily come into the church, but the ministries out there that the Lord is showing a similar vision and that he's preparing them, that have abandoned the critical spirit and the, you know, the hatred against the church because of the church's past. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's so non-Christian that people would hold a past against individuals first and then the body, you know, part of the body. How can you say to how can the right hand say to the left hand, I hate you, you know, you're not part of me, chop it off, and the next thing you know, where's that other hand to hold the other thing that, you know, and becomes like unbalanced. And so the Lord is saying he's not about that. He's all about forgiveness. He's all about mercy. He's not about holding the past against anyone. Yes, granted, the church has made lots of mistakes, you know, but it's made of humans that are in the process of transformation, that's carrying the cross. But the truth still hold evidence, and it's all scriptural about his, you know, about how we to look at how to receive Jesus in the sacrament, in the Eucharist, in communion, how it is his body and blood of Jesus, okay? And it's really the body and blood of Jesus, and he uses the ministry of the priest, and he pours his mystery to, you know, and it forms out of their hand because he is present in them. The gift of transubstantiation, which is actually changing the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Jesus. And I firsthand, when I received, you know, after a time of confession and, you know, just getting right with the Lord after worship, I tasted the blood of Jesus in my mouth. It, you know, and it was like the Lord just wanted to show me how real it was.
Yes.
And in many times, saints, you know, that are priests or people that are witnesses, people that God has blessed in a very powerful way, and many of you people have read, many of God's, you followers of Christ out there that are not necessarily Catholic. I know, because I've known some of you. Leaders have read the lives of St. Teresa of Avila, perfect heal, Eucharistic miracles. This is real, folks. This is nothing to sneeze at. And so there's been already revelations and signs of wonders following that we can't shut the door to that. And the Lord is going to make himself known in the coming days. And Bree, just right now, I can feel the Holy Ghost rising in her. So, Bree, can you just talk more about what the Lord's been showing you regarding that? And, you know, you were saying you had a scripture from Ezekiel 16. And I'm just going to give this to you. We've got 57 minutes left. And I know.
Okay. Well, why don't you read what the Lord has put in your heart, Shirley, in Ezekiel 16, and we'll go from there.
Okay, you want me to read Ezekiel 16?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. And I'll go right to it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 16. Okay, an allegory of unfaithful Jerusalem, the whole thing. You want me to read the whole thing?
What the Lord wants you to read, Shirley.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I'll read the whole thing. Okay. So the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, confront Jerusalem with her detestable practices and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says to Jerusalem. Your ancestry and birth were in the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite and your mother was a Hittite. On the day you were born, your cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to make you clean, nor were you rubbed with salt or wrapped in clothes. No one looked on you with pity or had compassion enough to do any of these things for you. Rather, you were thrown out into the open field. From the day you were born, you were despised. Then I passed by and saw you kicking about in your blood. And as you lay there in your blood, I said to you, live. I made you grow like a plant of the field. You grew up and developed and became the most beautiful of jewels. Your breasts were formed, and your hair grew, and you were naked and bare. Later I passed by, and when I looked at you and saw that you were old enough for love, I spread the corner of my garment over you and covered your nakedness. I gave you my solemn oath and entered into a covenant with you, a holy covenant, declares the Lord, the sovereign Lord, and you became mine. I bathed you with water and washed the blood from you and put ointments on you. I clothed you with an embroidered dress and put leather sandals on you. I dressed you in fine linen and covered you with costly garments. I adorned you with jewelry. I put bracelets on your arms and a necklace around your neck. And I put a ring on your nose, earrings on your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. So you were adorned with gold and silver. Your clothes were of the linen and costly fabric and embroidered cloth. Your food was fine flour, honey, and oil. You became very beautiful and rose to be a queen. And your fame spread among the nations on account of your beauty, because the splendor I had given you made your beauty perfect, declares the sovereign Lord. But you trusted in your beauty, and you used your fame to become a prostitute. You lavished your favors on anyone who passed by, and your beauty became his. You took some of your garments to make gaudy high places where you carried on your prostitution. Such things should not happen, nor should they ever occur. You also took the fine jewelry I gave you, the jewelry made of my gold and silver, and you made for yourself male idols and engaged in prostitution with them. And you took your embroidered clothes to put on them, and you offered my oil and incense before them. Also the food I provided for you, the fine flour, olive oil and honey I gave you to eat, you offered as fragrant incense before them. That is what happened, declares the sovereign Lord. And, you know, and sometimes we, you know, when we get off way off track in our own individual life, our walk with the Lord will oftentimes remind us, because we get amnesia living in this world because of the darkness.
Right, Shirley, yes.
We get who we are, and the Lord is saying, this is what happened. And then when he says that, that's his mercy operating in your life because he wants you back. He wants you back on track. And you took your sons and daughters whom you bore to me and sacrificed them as food to the idols. Was your prostitution not enough? You slaughtered my children and sacrificed them to the idols. And this is what's happening with the abortion in the abortion industry. And many people have, all for the sake of career, all
yes.
for the sake of
their
own, what they perceive their rights to be, they slaughtered their own children and went further into prostitution, maybe not formal prostitution, but idol worshiping, just
yes.
of self. It says, in all your detestable practices, your prostitution, you do not remember the days of your youth when you were naked and bare, kicking about in your blood. Woe to you, declares the sovereign Lord. In addition to all your other wickedness, you built a mound for yourself and made a lofty shrine in every public square. At the head of every street, you built your lofty shrines and degraded your beauty, offering your body with increasing promiscuity to anyone who passed by. You engaged in prostitution with the Egyptians, your lustful neighbors, and provoked me to anger with your increasing promiscuity. And it's going to get better. I just have to read this. So I stretched out my hand against you and reduced your territory. I gave you over to the greed of your enemies, the daughters of the Philistines, who were shocked by your lewd conduct. You engaged in prostitution with the Assyrians, too, because you were insatiable, and even after that, you still were not satisfied. Then you increased your promiscuity to include Babylonia, a land of merchants. But even with this, you were not satisfied. And this is all, and I'm not, you know, trying to get into the political thing, but this is how capitalism has turned.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have a real issue with the economy, because the have what are, you know, taken away from the have not, and they're trying to maintain their own empires, their own kingdom. It says, how weak-willed you are, declares the sovereign Lord, when you do all these things, acting like a brazen prostitute, when you built your mounds at the head of every street and made your lofty shrines in every public square. You are unlike a prostitute because you were scorned payment. You adulterous wife, you prefer strangers to your own husband. See, the Lord is our husband.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and the reason why much of the body of Christ, and it goes beyond the church, has remained impotent, powerless, is because they somehow have played the harlot. And, you know, it's so funny how many of, you know, when I would visit the other churches years ago, before the different waves and moves of God had happened to enlighten everyone and transform people's hearts, I would get so appalled when people would recognize that, oh, you're from the Catholic Church, and you would think they would embrace you because, you know, we are, you know, we do have the fullness of faith and everything, but their response would be, oh, the Catholic Church is the whore of Babylon. And I would get so disgusted, and
yeah.
I'm like, are you Christian? What are you calling yourself that? Because everything came out of the church.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean? And because the word of God was originally, and these Bible-believing Christians, was originally written, you know, from the fathers, early church fathers. And if without written word, you would have no word to read or believe, you know?
That's true. That's
true. Yeah. So it says, you go ahead.
I'm sorry, Shirley. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You wanted to make a point.
Yes, I do want to make a point. The point that I would like to make first, Shirley, is
mm-hmm.
praise the Lord Jesus Christ, our great
yes.
high priest.
Yes, Jesus.
For the priesthood.
Yeah.
I praise God every day, Shirley, every day,
yeah.
every day, for the priesthood.
Yeah, yes.
And this is why I praise the Lord for the priesthood, because the great high priest, Jesus Christ, said, he was talking to, Peter, and he says, Peter, come follow me.
Yes.
Do you
yes.
love me? Do you love mm-hmm. me, Peter? Do you love me? Mm-hmm. Three times. And three times Peter denied him. Do you know, at the when Jesus was going to go to Calvary, mm-hmm. Jesus says to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you
mm-hmm.
as wheat. But do not worry, Peter, for I, Jesus, the great high priest, who sits in heaven today,
yes.
will pray for you.
Mm.
Surely, about, I believe it was about 6 months ago, surely,
mm-hmm.
that I got a word from the Lord at our little prayer group. And
yeah.
it was, the sifting is over. The
yeah.
sifting is over. The
mm.
sifting is over. And I would just like to take 1 minute, 1 second, Shirley, if we could, for that dear priest who knew who he was in the Lord Jesus Christ and was a shepherd for you.
Yeah.
And just say, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus
mm.
Christ, the good high priest, for that
yeah.
priest, that priest, that you put in your daughter Shirley's life, who knew who you were and knew who he was in you and knew who Shirley was. I thank you for him now. And I just ask you, Lord, to bless him now where he is. Shirley,
yes.
in Isaiah 45, verse 3,
okay. mm-hmm.
it says... I don't have it in front of me right now, but it says, I shall lead you into the darkness, and out of
mm.
the darkness, I shall give you treasures.
Mm.
And the Lord explained this to me as in one night I had a vision, and the vision I had was, I seen a tremendous large bronze door, and in the, it reached from the ground to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And in this door, there was jewels. And the Lord showed me the door had to be opened and we were to be led in to the darkness. We're to be
okay.
led in. Are you with me, Shirley?
I am.
I want you to see. I want those who hear my voice to see now. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus for us
mm.
to see and to hear your word, what you are saying to us, not what
yeah.
any man, woman, or child is saying to us, what you're saying to us, Father.
Mm-hmm.
So surely the Lord already showed me about 15 years ago, Shirley. Let me explain, Shirley. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, about
mm-hmm.
17 years ago, that's when I came to Jesus. And I often wondered, did I come to Jesus or did Jesus come to me? And until the Lord said to me one day, he says, it's in John 15:16. I love John, by the way, Shirley. And it says in John 15:16, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful, Shirley?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So
it
that
is.
Clears up a lot of things there for me. Number one, God has chosen me. I have not chosen him. So he knows my mistakes, Shirley. He knows.
Yes.
The beginning and the end, because he's the author and finisher of my faith, you see, Shirley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's the beginning and the end, you know. So in the church, Shirley, there's five. We have to get back to our first love, which is Jesus Christ. And
that's
we
right.
have to, not a religion, Shirley. Like, I'm a Roman Catholic, and I love my relationship that I have with my God. And I praise God every day, Shirley, for the Roman Catholic Church. And those men and women of God, do you know, who is bringing Jesus to us, like the priesthood in the Eucharist, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And surely, there's. I was praying for a priest. Let me just skip back. At the beginning of my walk one day, I was at church in Waltham with the priest there. You know him, Shirley. Father Thomas DiLorenzo.
Yes.
Bless his heart. Because it was him, really, that opened me. The Lord was ministered to me through this man of God, this servant of God, this, man of God. That's all I can say when I pray for him or I think of him and bring him to the Lord in my prayers. But anyway, Shirley, I was there at Holy Mass. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a little bit of where I am, I was there, a Mass was going on, Shirley, and I heard, Shirley, come outside, and automatically I was like, that's the devil wanting to distract me.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened once, twice, the third time, I just got up and exit the building. And I was walking around, and I came up to the statue, a statue of Mother Mary.
Yeah.
Now, I went up, and being a good Catholic, Shirley, I lit my little candle, and I prayed. I said a little prayer. And I was walking away, Shirley. And as I was walking away, Shirley, now, the statue didn't speak to me, Shirley.
That's good. That's good.
The statue did not speak to me, Shirley. The statue did not speak to me.
I'm glad we cleared that one.
But I, in my mind, I heard, be gentle with my sons.
Okay.
And from that, all the Lord opened up a door for me to minister to the priesthood. So this is
and
around
you know
about
what? And he also opened the door for Sister Ruth Heflin. Many people have to wonder, they were probably wondering at the beginning, well, they're Catholic, how did they get mixed up with Sister Ruth Heflin? Well, when she was in Jerusalem, Mount Zion, all right?
Yes, yes.
The Lord called her to minister to the priesthood there, the Orthodox priesthood and the priesthood, and she's been a friend of the Catholic Church, and she got much criticism from that. But the Lord led her, even in Philadelphia, Monsignor Walsh, who you know, Reed, to bring the priesthood to the place that the Lord has called them to be. And she understood the protocol. She was like Esther to the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And won the respect of many bishops and leaders in high positions in the church. So I needed to clear the air about that. You can read more about that in Unifying Glory. She did a whole bunch of work, you know. And she really, what Sister Ruth had really liked and observed, you know, with her own eyes during a charismatic service. Was, you know, when we with the times when we kneeled during liturgy and everything, because it was just like the Book of Revelation. We did what we the whole Mass is designed just like the Book of Revelation, where we do what the angels do, what
that's
the saints
right.
are doing, what the 24 elders are doing, and it becomes a prayer, you know. And that's what I really love about the Mass. That's why when anybody talks against and degrades the Church, I'm like, they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're talking about, Shirley.
Yeah, forgive and them, Father. And, yeah, they don't understand that script. It's all based on Scripture. And we read every morning, you know, every time Mass happens, from the New Testament, the Old Testament, Psalms,
you know, we not only just read the psalms, we meditate on the psalms, you know.
Yes,
and
yes.
Wow. So continue. We have 38 minutes. So
okay.
Yeah.
So the and my love for the church, a priest,
and the priest.
And the priesthood.
Yeah.
Yeah, the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In that, a priest called me up one day and he says, I want prayer. I want prayer. You know, I want to know what the Lord is saying to me. You know, I can't really hear what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed for this priest. And the Lord has fun with me. The
Hallelujah.
Lord showed me a man's hand.
Mm.
A man's hand, one hand, a man's hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, what does this mean? Mm. And he says, the Lord says to me, I need five good men. Five good men. What does this mean? Five good men. I need a handful of good men. Well, what's a handful? Five. And what the Lord was saying to me, to relay to this priest friend of mine, was that the five offices of the church, the five offices of the church, we have to get back. We have to get back.
Now, is that the same as the fivefold ministry? The five,
that's right.
You know, the office?
Yes.
That's right,
surely. The five, yes.
The apostle, the teacher, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, surely. And once we get back to the basics, the church, our people need to get back to their first love.
Yes.
Who's your first love?
Jesus.
That's right,
Spirit,
Shirley. It's not about a religion, Shirley. It's not about whether you're Catholic or whether you're Protestant or whether you're Muslim or Jewish or whatever. It is, do you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ?
That's
what it
comes
down to, Shirley. That's what it comes down to. Do you think, Shirley, when we go to meet the Lord, he's going to say, what's he going to say to us, Shirley?
Well, it depends on what we did in our life. If
exactly.
we did exactly what he told us to do, he's either going to say, good and faithful servant, well done, and come into my kingdom, and you know, this is what I have for you. Or we're just going to be condemned by our own life, what we did.
Exactly, Shirley. Exactly. And I believe, Shirley, that now at this appointed time, that God is doing a new thing. And Isaiah, he says, remember not the former things, for I am doing a new thing in you and through you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And surely, we have to get back to our first love. Like, how are we to know what to do, Shirley? What's the will
yes.
of God if we don't know him, Shirley?
And if we don't know his voice, he says, my
like,
sheep hear my voice and they follow. They do not follow the voice of a stranger.
Oh, Shirley. That's right. That's in John 14, where he said, I love that scripture. And anyone else who climbs in, who doesn't go through Jesus, the gate, is a robber.
Yes.
Is a robber, a thief.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how do we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Like, for instance, my daughter's five, and when she was two or so, she used to say to me, "Mommy, Mommy, where are you? I can't see you. I can't see you, Mommy." If I was in the other room, and she was, say, in the living room, and I was in the kitchen. But the minute I spoke, I would say to her, "Here I am, darling, I'm in here." Well, that calmed her down. You see, that she knew my voice. She knew that I wasn't away. She knew she was felt safe. And it's the same with us and the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to recognize his voice. We need to recognize his voice. How do we recognize his voice? When we spend time with someone, surely. Do you know, like we can be in a room full of people or at the mall or whatever, and the minute I speak to my daughter, even though there's other people there and talking and a lot of noise, she hears my voice and she comes to me. And the Good Shepherd is calling us just the way we are to come to him and let him, you know, he says, I remember one time, Shirley, I was going to confession, and I went to adoration first, and I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, feeling sorry for myself. I was like, oh, I can't do this, Lord, and I can't do that, and I can't do anything.
You're going to the litany of the I can't.
And all of a sudden, Shirley, I looked at the altar, and engraved in the altar was the fish and the loaves. And I felt the Lord said to me, "Do you remember that story about the loaves and the fishes?" And I says, "I do." And he says, like that little boy, what he had was so little, but when he heard the Lord needing to feed the multitudes, he stepped forth and gave what he had. And when we hear the shepherd's voice, are you listening to me, people? When we hear the shepherd's voice calling for a need, and we step forth out of the crowd because we recognize his voice, there's a need, and we have what he needs, even though it's little and it came from the Lord to begin with, and we give it back, he multiplies it and feeds the multitudes.
Yes. That's right.
We need to get back to hearing the Good Shepherd's voice.
Yes.
That's it in a nutshell. That's it in a nutshell,
yes.
Shirley. I believe. We need to get back to our first love.
Yeah. And so what do you have for Boston? You said you have a...
Yes,
Shirley,
I already asked my husband if I could share a few things with you that he got. But Shirley, I believe that the Lord is calling myself and my husband and two kids back to Boston, Massachusetts, which I consider is my home from home, to be honest with you. Because that's where I met the Lord, and that's where I believe he's called me back to.
He called you out of Northern Ireland, where the place of controversy.
Yes.
And he called you to Boston, and of course there was some controversy in the spirit, but he called you out of something. He came into something. Yes.
Well, you have to let go of the old, Shirley, to receive the new.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Amen. Now, that's what I'm getting to, a place where we, all of us, the church, us the body, he's the head.
Yeah.
Christ is the head and we're the body. That's why, surely, I cannot say to my brother or my sister, you see, I don't look at people, and I believe this is a gift the Lord has given me from Northern Ireland. We all know about Northern Ireland. Growing up in Northern Ireland about Protestants and Catholics. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're killing one another. But anyways,
yeah.
Surely that I never looked at someone, I couldn't never understand that if we call ourselves, you know, Christians and we call ourselves followers of Jesus and we love Jesus, well, then how could we hate? Because it clearly says in Scripture, if you love me, you will love, you will love. Like, you can't say you love God and hate your enemy. You hate your brother,
Hate your brother.
Because
yeah.
it's
the
all
love. The
love
of God's not in you.
And
yeah.
you cannot
yeah.
say Jesus is the body. Jesus is the head and we're the body. We're all the body. And you can't. The hand can't say to the arm, I don't need you.
Right.
And we have to get back to the Jesus, the head, so that the body can work, function. Do you know what I'm saying, Shirley?
Amen.
So the
Amen.
Body can function. So what's this all about? The Lord has blessed me, Shirley, with visions and visions and the call that I believe the Lord has put in my life is that to go back to Boston
mm-hmm.
and put my hand to the plow of the church.
Shabba.
Excuse me.
Shabba. Shabba.
Excuse me. Thank you. I'm sorry, Shirley. I got a tickle in my throat. Someone wants me to shut up, but you know what, Shirley? I'm not going to shut up because I've been quiet for 17 years, and the Lord Jesus Christ has given me a voice now, praise God,
Amen.
To speak forth that mm-hmm. that was hidden in the darkness, right?
Right.
And he's bringing his church, his people, to come out into the and proclaim in his name, in the name
yeah.
above all names, Jesus Christ,
yes.
that we have seen and heard in the darkness.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying, Shirley?
Yes.
And so we believe that we've been called back to Boston, to the church in Boston,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. to put our hand to the plow and work with other members of the body of Jesus Christ, the church, to proclaim a year, 2011. This is going to be our year from heaven.
Yes.
is our year from heaven.
Yeah. And I've been saying that about the body, to the whole body. I just see that. Oh, God is, and those who abandoned, like, the criticism and, you know, repent and everything, if you just, like, stop praying for the church instead of criticizing, your ministries are going to take off. You're going to get that overflow of revival, you know, that wave of revival that the Lord is just, like, it's gushing right now. And so many people are, like, taking the position, so many lay people that, you know, have been in professions. They're sat in radio stations, other than ours. And they're coming into the fullness of the faith in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And God is, like, digging up the wells, the ancient wells of salvation that have been, like, plugged up over these thousands and thousands of years. Wow.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley, I know
yeah.
time is running here.
Yeah, about 23
so
minutes.
Just let me share. So okay. We've been called to Boston, Shirley. We've been called to Boston to start a community, Shirley, a community
yeah.
of believers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what is this to do? To set my people free.
Yes,
that's what the
yes,
Lord said
yes.
to us. To set my people
mm-hmm.
free. This is the at the beginning of the year. The Lord spoke to me and He said, "This is it. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit," saith the Lord. And
amen.
Pope John Paul II was talking about a new springtime where
yes.
the Holy Spirit was going to come upon the church. And I believe we're in that, Shirley. You see,
yes.
all this scandal and all this, and it was evil. It was evil
yes.
what them men
evil.
Did. It was evil. But
yeah.
it had to come out. That evil had to come out of the darkness into the light of our Lord Jesus Christ to be healed.
That's right.
To set
That's
us
right.
free. To set each
yes.
and every one of us free.
Yeah.
Do you know, to set us free.
That's
and
free.
When He does that and cleans us up, we repent and we move on. And church,
yes.
it's time to move on. It's
yes,
time to
it
move
is.
On. God is
yes.
doing a new thing in our midst, and we can be participators or we can be spectators.
Right.
Okay. So what I believe I'm being called, my husband and two kids are being called, is to go to Boston, put our hands to the plow, and
yes.
be like, you know, when Moses was there fighting the battle and he got mm-hmm. tired, but he had two people on either side who held up his hands.
Yes.
Who held up his hands. When he got weary. And when they held up Moses' hands, they were won in the battle. But when his hands got droopy and they let them down, it would go against the enemy's favor. So it's
yes.
time, Shirley, as a body of our Lord Jesus Christ, to get over ourselves, put our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
and get into the deep with Him. Just
yeah.
like in the time where we have to put our feet in the water and get them wet, keep our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ in front of us, where the church, and I believe the Roman Catholic Church, our priesthood, goes before us, Jesus, the great high priest. Keep our eyes on Him and Him
yes.
alone. Do not
yes.
look to the left and do not look to the right, but keep your eyes upon Jesus and move
mm-hmm.
forward. And we
yes.
will enter into the land of milk and honey that has been promised to us.
Yes. Thank you.
I would like to share on the 14th of February this year,
mm-hmm.
it was Valentine's Day, and it was
our wedding
also
anniversary.
That's right. It was also Shirley and Jeff's anniversary. And my
mm-hmm.
husband came to me and he says, "What do you want me to do? Do you want roses? You know, what do you want?" And I says, "I want you to go to adoration in front of our Lord and God and
mm-hmm.
sit there until He gives you an answer."
Mm-hmm.
So my husband is beautiful. He went and he got a notebook and he went in and he sat down in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And
mm-hmm.
this is what, and now, just to let you know, Shirley, I'm not revealing anything. I asked his permission and he said I could share this with you today.
Yes.
The Lord, my husband wrote down, "What will we do?"
Before you go on, I just want to say, mention something about, I went to Richard Young and Regis' wedding. They got married on a Monday. It was something that, you know, it was a spiritual thing, because Regis is very prophetic. She does everything with the Lord's help. And so anyways, when I finally met Richard, my mouth dropped. He looked like a miniature version of Mel Gibson. I'm like, you look like a folk. Now, I never met Mel Gibson in the flesh. Maybe they're the same size. I don't know. It's like Mel. So I kept calling him Mel.
And isn't it very funny? Isn't it very funny, Shirley, how the Lord works? Because my husband, Richard, he was in the seminary for, I believe, 2 or 4 years, thinking about being a priest. He also hears from the Lord, and he just does what he thinks God is telling him to do. And if it works, it's God. If it doesn't work, it wasn't God.
Right. So what did the Lord tell him to do?
What the Lord said. So he went, and he says, "What will we do?" He wrote this down. And the Lord says back to him, "Trust, I will lead you." Mm-hmm. And my husband says, "Where will we go?" And the Lord answered, "Where I am calling you."
Whoa.
And my husband writes, "When will we leave?" And the Lord says, "Soon. The time will be right. I am opening the doors for you."
Amen.
My husband says, "Our debts are great. Do not worry. All will be paid in full. Trust in me."
Wow.
My husband writes, "What will I do when we get there to Boston? I have a mission for you and your family. I will lead. You need only to follow. All will be shown to you very soon. Listen. Listen, for I will speak to you directly. Do not fear. You are never alone. I am the Lord speaking to someone right now. Listen, listen. The Lord speaking to someone right now. Do not fear. You are never alone. I am with you always. Look around and you will see me. I am everywhere you go. When you think you are alone, I am closer to you than ever. When you worry, you cannot hear me. When you are angry, you cannot see me. Your worries and fear and anger keep you from me. But nothing, nothing, nothing can keep me from you. Give me your love and I will give you all that you desire. Trust and believe in me. For I am."
Wow. And we have 14 minutes. I wanted to read the last two chapters of Ezekiel 16 because as we close, we're going to offer our communion, but Bridge is going to, the Lord put it in Bridge's heart to make, you know, to make an altar call. And as this broadcast goes out, whoever listens to it, after that, after this time, after this lifetime, God is going to stop ministering. He's going forth. He's going before you. So I'm going to go back to Ezekiel 16 to close this segment. And I just want to just put it, you know, ask the Lord to seal this wonderful broadcast. And I know there's going to be many more, and Bridget is going to be on many more times, and we're going to do so many things together because we're sisters. She's my Irish sister from Ireland, from heaven. I just love her.
I love you, Shirley.
Amen. And it says, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will deal with you as you deserve because you have despised my oath by breaking the covenant. Yet I will remember the covenant I made with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you receive your sisters, both those who are older than you and those who are younger. I will give them to you as daughters, but not on the basis of the covenant with you. So I will establish my covenant with you, and you will know that I am the Lord. Then when I make atonement for you for all you have done through my blood, I put that in, the blood of Jesus, you remember and be ashamed and never again open your mouth because of your humiliation, declares the Lord, the Sovereign Lord. Open our mouth to, you know, the death, you know, because in our tongue, you know, flows the river of life, and we can pave the way through life or death but with the words of our mouth. We always want to be people that speak life, and we want to be life givers instead of death seekers. Whoa, Shabbat. Whoa. Mm. So, Lord, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And I think that we should offer up communion and preach. You can. We want to offer communion for just what the Lord wants to do in this revival. And Lord, this is a revival of repentance. That's what you said. That there's going to be revival of repentance. That's turning away from dead works. So we want to lift up this communion in honor of what you want to do in your people and who you are. And so we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that on the night that you were betrayed, you took bread, you broke it, you gave thanks, and you gave it to your disciples, and you said, take this, all of you, and eat, for this is my body, which will be broken for you. We thank you, Jesus. And likewise, you took the cup of remembrance of wine, and you offered it up to your Heavenly Father, and you said, take this and drink, for this is the cup of my blood, which will be shed for you. It will be shed for the remission of sins, for deliverance, for, you know, to set the captives free. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We say, Eternal Father, we offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in atonement for the sins of our sins and the sins of the whole world. For the sake of your sorrowful passion, Lord, have mercy on the whole world. Receive the body of Jesus, the body and blood of Jesus. And for those who don't have access to that, and maybe you're just like, you know, in that state where you're just like, Lord, I don't know if I can receive you. I don't want to be condemned. Lord, we just ask for that you would just go on their behalf and make things right with them. And we ask for cleansing of conscience, a healing of conscience, and forgiveness of sins, your ministry of forgiveness of sins to operate. We thank you, Lord, for those who are in the right standing, that they would make a spiritual communion that's just as valid as if they received you in body, mind, soul, spirit, will, and emotion. So we just thank you, Jesus. Receive the body of Jesus, the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Receive the blood of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, who are in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses.
as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
And Breed, I just want you to, you know, be led of the Lord to make an altar call.
Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Jesus.
It is no mistake, Father, that those who are listening and joining in and sharing with us tonight or this morning in Jesus thy Son, who call upon the name above all names, shall be saved. So Father, there's no time, there's no distance with you. So I just ask you, Lord, to touch your people right now. To touch your people right now. That they will know, yes, Lord, the depth of your love for them. In your Son, Jesus Christ, that by no other name we can be saved but in the name of Jesus. For he is the way, he is the truth, and he's the life. And Father, I just ask you now to bless your people. Give us your blessing right now. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now and what you're going to do in the days and the hours ahead, Lord. I thank you for touching the eyes that have been closed, that are blind, for opening them now and revealing yourself to your people, your children, and touching the ears of the deaf that they will hear your voice. And touching those who have been paralyzed to speak, that you loose them right now, Father, in Jesus' name, that they will proclaim and praise you, for you alone are worthy. I just speak a blessing in your name, Lord Jesus, upon the body, your body. Father, thank you for your embrace. Thank you for your embrace right now, for what you're doing. Thank you. Touch them hearts, Lord, as only you can. Minister to those hearts the way you only can, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in all of us the fire of your love. Breathe upon us. Breathe your love in us, through us, and upon us. Father God, you seek worshipers in spirit and truth.
Yes.
So we come to you right now in truth, our Lord Jesus Christ, thy only Son. With him, in him, and through him, in the power of your Spirit. And in that, Father God, we fulfill your requirements of worshiping you in spirit and truth. I seal this prayer in the name of Jesus, in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the great love, the power that's between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And we have 2 minutes left, and I just want to pray that in the peace of Jerusalem, since we still need to stand by Israel in the spirit and also, you know, especially what's going on in the Middle East. Says, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There the thrones of the judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls in the spirit and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. So we thank you, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. And we ask for a special be upon the house of Israel as we become grafted and all our branches into the tree that supports us. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Breach was wonderful. I know we're going to be doing this again. And, you know, when you get a chance, give me a call later on today, and we'll talk more, we'll pray more. And we just thank you. All right, God bless you, Breach. Love you.
God bless you.
So,
love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Shalom.
Shalom.
Let your kingdom come, yeah. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come, Lord.